I write a lot of songs that are advice to myself, I think, and this song is one of them. Trying not to take some little thing that happens and blow it out of proportion and have it be the only thing you think about all day, you know. Ten folks happy, one dude sad. Why does that one make me feel so bad? Well, it's crazy, just when things are going fine. Well, it's all so easy to give yourself a real hard time. It's in the key of E, it's a blues song. You got a harp that would work. Oh boy, Joe Kennedy, ladies and gentlemen. Oh yeah, a surprise to him. Nine women love you, one woman don't. Why's she got to be the one you want? Well, it's crazy, just when things are going fine. Well, it's oh so easy to give yourself a real hard time. Can I go to the bridge now? Don't let the bad apple spoil the bunch. Don't let the small change eat your lunch. That's what they tell you, and you know it's true. How come it's so hard to do? 'Cause if somebody don't like my song, I end up singing, what am I doing wrong? Well, it's crazy, just when things are going fine. Well, it's oh so easy to give yourself a real hard time. I'll take the first one. Look out. Everybody. It's the most inspirational lucky man who can say I'm happy the way I am. Who can shout hallelujah, say thanks a lot. I'm so satisfied with what I got. I climb Mount McKinley, you're a real big deal. End up slipping on a banana peel. Well, it's crazy, just when things are going fine. Everybody, it's oh so easy to give yourself a real hard time. Yes, it is. One more. Said it's oh so easy to give yourself a real hard time. It's a golden opportunity to give yourself a real hard time. Joe Kennedy. Oh, my goodness. Quite a treat. Well, all these musicians we got in the house, we are going to put them to work at some point. And they graciously agreed to do a song or two here. Through no fault of my own, I lived in Texas for 10 years, and
I got there and tried to figure out how will I make a living as a musician. And I lived in Austin, and it was a wonderful place to meet musicians, kind of like Nashville, where there's a million musicians around, and they're all scrambling for their $35 a night gigs, maybe if they can get them in town, because there's so many people. So I found that the place to go would be the circuit, which was a couple hundred miles out of town in any direction, playing country dance halls. So I did that, and that was great and interesting, kind of like playing cowboy, and wore a cowboy hat and boots. I was like about that tall and with a hat on. I remember one time I was playing in a band some other place, and somebody said, "You look a lot like this guy that I knew in a country, I used to see in a country band, but he is a lot bigger than you." You know, it was me. So that persona is quite a large one, as is Texas. So this is a story, a long story, about one night in one of these little towns a couple hundred miles out of Austin. And it sounds like it might be a composite, but it actually all happened in one night in Brownwood, Texas. I look back on my Texas days through a smoke-filled alcoholic haze, but a few tall peaks to stand above the plain. We were 200 miles out of town, setting up as the sun went down in a small dance hall. I can't recall the name. We got set up, the clock said 8. That meant we had an hour to wait till that old familiar killing time would end. We shot some pool and drank some beer, and as we did, we could see and hear. We were strangers in a crowd of rowdy friends. Hit the first note right at 9. We thought we'd better start on time. We got the feeling it was us and them. We played them fast and slow and nice. I guess I've tried to break the ice with harder crowds, but I can't remember when. Then, like sunlight through a cloud, a cowboy sauntered through the crowd, his favorite dancing partner on his arm. And he sure enough was a dancing fool, with his bright red shirt and his cowboy cool, and you should have seen them turn the whole place on. Oh, those nights, those long, hot Texas nights. Anything could happen in those Texas nights. We played our set and took a break, and as I got down from the stage, the red shirt cowboy offered me his hand. He said his name was Gary Don, and he'd like to hear a Buck Owens song, and he'd like to buy a round of beer for the band. One thing led to another, and we started having fun in this small town where we once felt alone. Those good old girls and good old boys whooped it up and made a lot of noise, and we all headed for Gary Don's trailer home. Oh, those nights, those long, hot Texas nights. Anything could happen in those Texas nights. The trailer wasn't double wide, so we were tightly packed inside. Arm wrestling was the main event. Gary Don put a dollar down, took on the entire town, and one by one, away their dollars went. I went out on the front porch waiting for my turn and started lifting his old set of weights. When I got back to join the fun, I was so pumped up I almost won, or maybe he just made it look that way. Oh, those nights, those long, hot Texas nights. Anything could happen in those Texas nights. Gary Don had a pit bull out in back, kept him in this little shack, said his jaws could break a grown man's leg. So we peeked into that small cabana and saw this massive canine piranha, not the kind of dog you'd tell sit up, roll over and beg. And even then it occurred to me this was everything it should be, a classic situation more or less, that I was privileged here to see what doesn't happen on TV, a night that would live in infamy in the great Southwest. Sing it along with you if you know it. Oh, those nights, those long, hot Texas nights. Anything could happen in those Texas nights. Gary Don and Marva Sue, they gave us a guided tour. We all liked his famous bedroom best. Mirrors up above the bed and also at the foot and head reflected this great rider of the West. Meanwhile, our drummer Tommy had almost come to blows for winning one too many games of dice. It was Boxcar Snake Eyes, ate her from Decatur. Most of the women said, guys, see you later. And Gary Don said, come on, boys, be nice. The dice kept right on rolling, and an hour before dawn, the guys were thick as flies, and the last two girls went home. Gary Don took a couple beers, retired to the Hall of Mirrors, and said, y'all have fun out here. And he and Sue were gone. Oh, those nights, those long, hot Texas nights. Anything could happen in those Texas nights. If it hadn't been for the alcohol, I would have got no sleep at all. And as it was, I woke up feeling beaten. But I guess it wasn't all that rough. That big old flowered over stuff was how comfortable as a chair could be for sleeping. And now my friends will sometimes say, I can't believe you lived that way. Really sounds like it was quite a life. Well, it was a life and a song and a dance, and it did have a sort of strange romance, but not the kind you need to live through twice. Oh, those nights, those long, hot Texas nights. Anything could happen in those Texas nights. Oh, those nights, those long, hot Texas nights. Anything could happen in those Texas nights. vaguely Japanese. That's how my house looks, like the kind you see in fancy house books. Funny little trees help make it vaguely Japanese. Alabaster white, black like a raven, it's a foreign sight. Here in New Haven, people treat me like I've got some tropical disease. All around my house, there's people walking, looking north and looking south. I hear them talking, but they can't seem to agree what it is they see. Most of them are saying, geez, it sure looks vaguely Japanese. And yeah, I don't mind the crowds that keep appearing, 'cause up among the clouds I've started hearing distant melodies sounding vaguely Japanese. Vaguely Japanese. I don't like Burger King, and when it comes to cheese, it's not my favorite thing, but something from the seas with noodles would be nice. Vaguely Japanese, that's what I pray for. Pass the sushi, please. I'd gladly pay for fish that isn't cooked when it's encased in rice. My taste is Japanese, though only vaguely. I'd eat lox and cream cheese. If it is vaguely, I'd eat spaghetti too, and also Irish stew. You can dine on what you please when you are vaguely Japanese. And ever since that night, I've started living in this house of black and white. It's so forgiving here, and as I turn the keys, I feel vaguely Japanese. And as I turn the keys, I feel vaguely Japanese.
All right.
Thanks. Thanks so much. You're a beautiful crowd, really. I got one more this set, and I'd like to bring up Don DePoy on banjo. It's in G, and it's kind of like, it's kind of bluegrassy. It goes, da 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 da.
Got it.
It's a bluegrassy sort of song. It's got one of the three or four bluegrass scenarios. This one is boy grows up in the country, boy goes to the city, boy messes up big time, boy comes home. And
said, Mama, I'm heading down the track, leaving this one-horse town, never coming back. Say goodbye to Daddy and tell my Uncle Earl I'm gonna make all the money in the world. Gonna make all the money in the world. Gonna make all the money in the world. Heading down the track, never looking back, gonna make all the money in the world. Here we go. The streets of Chicago, they say, are paved with gold, but standing on the corner, Lord, that wind is cold. No place to lay my head and to buy a loaf of bread. Takes all the money in the world. What's it do? It takes all the money in the world. It takes all the money in the world.
no gold in the street. And to get a bite to eat takes all the money in the world. If I was an outlaw like Jesse and Frank, when I ran out of money, I'd go down to the bank. And a silver revolver with a handle made of pearl would say, give me all the money in the world. Oh, give me all the money in the world. Oh, give me all the money in the world. Like Jesse and Frank, I'd go down to the bank and say, give me all the money in the world. If I was an outlaw. No, that's that. We already sang that one. That's when it goes. I got it. If I can't play music in the old neighborhood, if I can't see my friends and go walking in the woods, if I can't be your good old boy and you won't be my girl, it ain't worth all the money in the world. It ain't worth all the money in the world. It ain't worth all the money in the world. This living alone, so far away from home, it ain't worth all the money in the world. Leaving was easy as falling off a log. 2 days riding on that old gray dog. Now I'm back home again with my family and friends. It's worth all the money in the world. It's worth all the money in the world. It's worth all the money in the world. To be home once again with your family and friends, it's worth all the money in the world. It's worth all the money in the world. It's worth all the money in the world. To be home once again with your family and friends, it's worth all the money in the world. Here we go. We're going to take a break and we'll be back.
You're listening to Live and Local on WBFY. That was David Dodson and his friends performing at the Eco Village near Belfast on June the 9th. We'll be back with part two of the concert after this station break.